Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, what's your ritual? What's habitual before beddy time boo-boos? It turns out Innes kisses Martha on the forehead and tucks her in each night. She stays at Innes's house. I wouldn't call it an extreme ritual. More like a part-time ritual. But we did get your calls on 131060. Also, Alex Nation. She, of course, is on Bachelor in Paradise, reuniting with that ex of hers, Richie Strawn. Oh, it's reality trash TV at its finest. Also, the Dominant Brand game that was back. 'Tis a Tuesday, after all. What did you shed a tear from? Heartbreaking walrus video getting around on Netflix. I'd advise you not to watch that and enjoy this podcast instead.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Happy Tuesday, 131060 on Instagram as well, at Danny Lakey Late Show. Married at First Sight star Martha reveals her bizarre bedtime ritual. Very interesting. Yeah, the 30-year-old participant revealed that she and Innes have recently been sharing a rather strange intimate nightly bedtime ritual. Tell me more.
I bet it's not even anything dodgy.
Sorry, sometimes I act like a horse when I hear sordid Married at First Sight rumours. Martha said she just got back from Queensland, where she stayed with Innes. She tucked me into bed every night and kissed me on the head, she said. Not that sordid, is it?
Tucking in your friend and kissing them on the head.
I mean, it's not sexy. It's not where I thought it was going, but it is quite weird, isn't it?
It's so weird.
Even a slightly creepier when you think it's Innes. Her big injected fat lips kissing Martha on that big injected fat forehead.
Yelled out to my flatmates, "Hey guys, can you come tuck me in and kiss me on my head? Like, I'm not eight."
Something weird about being tucked in as well. Like, don't tuck me in. No. I want the sheets loose and flowing.
I want to wriggle around in here.
It's not my bedtime ritual.
No.
Definitely not. Feel everyone has a sneaky something just before they go to bed, and that's what I'd love to talk about on 131060. Bedtime ritual.
Something you did or what you do still. What is your ritual? Your bedtime ritual.
I've got a couple. I don't know whether these consist of like fully-fledged rituals, because I don't do it every night. Sometimes when I can't get to sleep, and you probably actually like this, Shuey Lou, because you've been talking to me about your sleep problems recently, how you can't get to bed. Tense your ass cheeks for as long as you can. Now, you probably can only max out for about 40 seconds. That's about it. And then you start to cramp up. You feel exhausted afterwards.
Well, it puts you to sleep.
Yeah, it does. Seriously, lie on your front. Tense your ass cheeks as hard as you can for as long as you can. And then once you've maxed out,
is this
release,
scientifically proven?
Or it's just what I do. It's just what I do
Danny
when I can't get to sleep.
Medicine.
Yeah, a little bit of a ritual. If ever I'm feeling too flustered and I haven't got to sleep, it's been like 30 minutes. I'm like, whoa, big dog, calm down your brain, calm down your body. Tense those cheeks, big boy. Yeah, don't knock it till you try it. I used to always nuzzle my pillow and I'd say three times, "I'm so cozy, I'm so cozy, I'm so cozy." Very bizarre. I grew out of that one though.
Yeah, I'd hope so. Imagine a lady coming to stay with you. "I'm so cozy, I'm so cozy, I'm so cozy."
I had this guy as well, and he was my best friend, and I remember my parents went over to his parents' house for dinner, and they said, they must have not thought it was weird at all, but they told my parents that he still got a bedtime story. He was 16 bloody years old.
No.
And that would have been like
novels then, not like a picture book.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Getting novels read to
him. They sat by his bedside, they'd read these like real complex Shakespearean novels to him when he was 16. He loved every night. Every
loser.
Night. What an absolute loser. I don't know if he's still doing it to this day. Who knows?
I've got one, but I don't know how weird it is. When I go to bed at night, I put on an eye mask and then I have to listen to Pink Noise.
Freak.
Oh, okay. Loser.
Ah, the witch, guys.
Okay.
What's Pink Noise? Like white noise?
Yeah, but white noise, but pink.
Pinker?
Pink noises. I think it's for babies.
A little bit of mixture of white and red noise, guys.
It helps you get to sleep, but yeah, I think it's used for babies. So yeah, I'm a big baby.
Oh God, that'd annoy me too much.
Yeah, that.
Wow, she's out. 131060, what's your bedtime ritual? And just weird things that you do before bed, I reckon.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Want to know what your bedtime rituals are?
Something you did or what you do still. What is your ritual? Your bedtime ritual.
I mean, some people can make it a habit. More power to you if you've made your habits habitual before bedtime. It's better than just checking your phone for an hour and a half.
That makes you not go to sleep.
Getting drunk off blue light, hoping that you'll just fall into the land and nod and have a good one. Chickadee, check yourself before you wreck yourself. It's not a healthy way. More power to poop to people who've got the bedtime rituals down pat. Comes off the back of Innes and Martha. Martha can't get to bed unless she's tucked in by Innes with a nice, fat, fluffy, plump lip kiss.
On the forehead.
Night, Martha. That's a bedtime ritual for Martha of Married at First Sight. We've already talked about ours, and we shall now talk about yours. Tyson in Ipswich.
Hey, mate, how you going? So, yeah, every night when I go to put the dogs out, every time I go to put the dogs out, the cat gets out every single night, and I go chase it, and it's just a little ritual that we've got going on currently. Gets out every single time.
Oh, so the cat knows it's doing it. It's a little game.
You're chasing the cat to catch it to put it back inside the house.
Yeah, every night I'm out there in the jungle trying to catch the bloody cat.
When will you learn, Tyson, that the cat is using this as an escape tactic?
Put it in a little cabin.
In a little cabin?
You know those little carry things?
Yeah.
You keep them in there. Chuck them in there.
I don't know what's worse, having to chase the cat around each night before you go to bed or having to put the cat in a small cabin just to get a good night's sleep. Indy in Mildura, what's your bedtime ritual?
I kiss my partner on the back 14 times before we go to sleep.
Now, I was thinking, me too, until you've added the extra 13 kisses there. Interesting. Are you hitting the same spot after each one, or are you sort of you're evening it out throughout the spine?
No, I do it... my aim's to get his whole back. So, you know, start at the top and work my way down. And every, like, you know, by the time we're like 100, we'll have kissed his whole back.
Hang on.
Wait. I thought it was 14 times.
No, yeah. So by the time you're 100.
14 times every night.
So by the time she's 100 years old, his back would imagine if she left a lipstick mark on every single piece forever, his back would just be just a sea of red. There is no square millimetre. There is no pore that Indy will have not kissed on her partner's back before they die.
Why the number 14? Is that significant to you?
It's just my number. So I'm just like, how many kisses? 14.
Okay. Seven on each side, obviously.
Well, if I had a partner, I wouldn't be doing that.
Thanks, Indy. James in Newcastle. Bedtime ritual?
So I always brush my toes with a brush.
What?
Every night?
Every night. I can't put my feet under the covers until I've, like, brushed my toes.
What are we talking? Like, what sort of brush?
Toothbrush.
You know, like, the nail brushes you get to clean out your nails, your fingernails? Well, I do it to my toes every night.
Right. I don't know what you're talking about, by the way.
They're, like, little kind of, like, makeup brushes, I think. And you just, like, flick your toes.
God, a little buff every night for those toesy
woesies. Get on the bathroom floor, do my nails on my feet, and then hop into bed.
And they don't even strike me as, like, dirty feet. Like, I think you'd have some of the cleanest
really
feet in the game pre-brush.
Yeah.
I'd like a photo of the feet, so would Danny.
I'd like a video every night. I think that to be my new bedtime ritual. I can't get to sleep until James has sent through his video of him brushing his toes.
Send us one, James.
Josh in Sydney, wrap this up, your bedtime ritual.
Hey, guys. So I got a busy schedule, and every night when I brush my teeth and, you know, wash my face, usually I try and be meticulous and I plan my day out the next day. So I start talking to myself and I start planning my whole entire day out.
I mean, it's good. You can't fault the man. He's getting a lot done.
Especially when I'm having like a bad, if I know I'm having a bad day tomorrow, like I'll always just try and hype myself up for the next day. So I'll like talk to myself. So I'll be like,
you're your own hype girl.
What sort of stuff are you planning out? Like how deep do you go into your plans?
Like I got gym and I got work and I got all this stuff. I'm moving now. So
have you heard of a notepad? Like write things down maybe?
Like usually I just do it in before night just because it helps me get through the actual day next day pretty much.
Well, I love it. This is a productive ritual. Thank you, Tony Robbins.
You'll be starting a podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right around the country it is, the Danny Lakey Late Show. Our next guest.
Last time we saw her on TV, she was having a chocolate bath with Richie on The Bachelor.
To releasing the chemical of love.
I like that.
Cheers.
Now she's out to find love again on an island in paradise. What will she bathe in this time? Please welcome Bachelor in Paradise star, Alex Nation.
Whoa, Alex Nation, hello.
Hello.
I love that intro.
I love that chocolate bath. You know, that was the third time ever I got an erection during PG-rated television.
I think Richie did too.
Oh, yeah. God, that thing. You know, it actually ignited like a little fire in my belly. I was doing like a regional radio show at the time.
Yeah.
We asked every D-grade celebrity that came on the show if they'd like to fly up to Townsville and have a chocolate bath with me. After about 12 people, Kate from Survivor came up. We filled a paddling pool full of chocolate sauce and I got a boner just like Richie did.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah. Hey, they lied to you. They tricked you on the show. I've been hearing some of the interviews you did today and I'm just catching their shows. It's on TV at the moment. Now, you enter tomorrow night, but you weren't under the impression that old Richmond was going to be there.
What a classic stitch-up. Yeah, I was told that he'd actually declined, which I do believe he would have initially declined the offer of going in. And then apparently 48 hours prior to flying into paradise, apparently he agreed.
Tomorrow night, it's billed as the longest unedited chat on reality TV history.
Yeah.
So you're not getting the chop. This is good form by Batchy in Paradise because I think I Married at First Sight. They couldn't do 9 seconds without combining another scene and twisting someone's words. So the truth comes out tomorrow night.
I actually love that they've kept it in its raw form because the conversation that we do have is pretty raw and it's a little bit, it's personal and it's quite confronting. So I was actually so happy that they gave it the respect that it deserves.
Is this the first time that you'd spoken to him, like, properly?
Yeah, so I hadn't spoken to him in a year and a half. And then I saw him in Paradise.
Yeah, so Shuey Louie, she's fresh from across the ditch, so I don't know if she saw your season, but yeah,
but
Richie.
I'm loving this girl.
Richie was the bachelor, the big head honcho. Oh, he chose Alex Nation. They fell in love after a chocolate bath and a couple of boners, and then a couple of months later, Alex fell in love with a girl and then they got engaged.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm very busy.
And wow. Now she's one of the top five most talked about bisexuals in New Idea magazine.
Oh my God. Mm. Girls.
What do you go in for this time, Alex? Are you looking for girls, guys, both?
I'm looking for both. I'm interested in both, so I'm very open-minded. You know, I obviously have a big fat crush on Brooke.
The one from the season with the honey badger.
The badger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's a good-looking girl.
Isn't she a babe?
And she's got a bit of bisexual history as well.
She does.
God, I reckon if you two had a chocolate bath on Batchy in Paradise, I'd get me fourth erection.
Delicious.
During a PG-rated television show as well.
Full bar.
Can we play a little game before you go, Alex Nation? This
Absolutely.
Is just, this is just your typical who would you hook up with out of the guy and the girl. We've been waiting to play this for a while, but most guests that we've got on are either straight or strictly lesbian. So one that swings both ways. This is just the perfect game for you.
Perfect game.
Who would you rather? Who would you sleep with, Carl Stefanovic or Lisa Wilkinson?
Carl Stefanovic.
Really? Over Lisa?
Mm. Okay. I don't know. I reckon there's something there that would be fun.
There is something there with Al Carlos. All right, Matt from Married at First Sight straight after he lost his virginity or Innes straight after a drink driving court appearance?
Matt. I don't think I could. Oh, nah, Innes kind of nah.
Yeah.
She's terrifying.
She's a bit scary. Final question. Barnaby Joyce straight after a shower or Vicky Campion straight after a 10K fun run?
Barnaby Joyce. I'm going to have to say it.
No one chooses the joystick. Not even after the cleanest of showers. My God, Alex Nation, you are one of a kind. You are off the hook.
I'm a sick puppy.
The sickest of puppies. You can catch her on the island tomorrow night, Bachelor in Paradise, and the longest scene that is unedited in reality TV history. Best of luck. I hope you ditch Richie, get with Brooke, and then just live in a chocolate bathhouse for the rest of your lucky lives.
Thanks so much, guys.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The most popular one in all of the land. What all three of us say, it will not be planned. Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The brand, the brand, the brand, the brand, the brand.
Yeah, can you get us to name the dominant brand? On 131060, how it works. You figure out a category. As long as myself, Shuey Louie, and producer Jack all say the same brand at the same time without conspiring with each other, you will prove that that category indeed does have the cut through for a dominant brand worthy category.
It's quite good marketing for the brands, you know, like we're basically.
Yes. You know what? It's not a bad point you raise. I reckon
it's free marketing, Dan. hygienic.
Anyone who works for a company where they're like, hang on a second, I reckon my brand's pretty hot shit here. We could get a free extra little advert going on. Yeah.
And some freebies.
Indeed. Ironically, though, if it is a big company that they work for, they probably have millions of dollars worth to spend on advertising revenue per year and don't need some shitty segment on this shitty show to get their brand out there anymore. Nevertheless, digress. Couple of examples tonight. So if I were to say, guys, if I may start off, dominant brand, possibly. Children's shampoos. Children's shampoo. Good category.
Ooh.
Dominant brand. 3. Shuey Louis wincing. 2. So is producer Jack. 1.
Johnson and Johnson.
Get around,
oh
mate.
Oh, my God, we're good.
No more tears, no more tangles. It's the smart choice.
Oh, yes, I had a really good blueberry one, and I go to school, and everyone would be like,
Blueberry, gorgeous. What's your category, Shuey Louie? What would be a good example?
I've got one. Tuna.
Tuna, okay.
The canned fish.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's a good one. 3, 2, 1.
John West.
What did you say?
Bluefin.
Producer Jack.
I'm not a tuna guy. I hate tuna. I don't think I've ever bought it ever.
Still no. John West is best.
Go Westy.
Oh, he chucks them back if they're not good enough, mate.
Does it?
Yes. That's what makes John West best.
Does he go up? You're pulling my leg.
No, well, the advert he does.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if John West is even a real man anymore. John West may have passed away on the Seven Seas a long time ago. Oh, poor John West. Great advertising for John West just there, by the way. Producer Jack, one more example before we go to the phones.
All right, let's do the dominant brand of female underwear.
Ooh.
Yuck.
Well, I had something in my nose. 3, 2, 1. Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret. Heidi's a bit more upper class, but whatever.
You don't own any Heidi Klum pants.
Excuse me. I do
We know your undies better than you know yourself.
Get out of here.
131060, prizes up for grabs. If you can make myself, Shuey Louie, and producer Jack all say the same dominant brand, get thinking with your category. Do it next on the Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The most popular one in all of the land. What all three of us say, it will not be planned. Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The brand.
Yeah, prizes up for grabs tonight. If you can indeed make us say the dominant brand in the dominant brand game, you come up with the category. As long as myself, Shuey Louie, and producer Jack can all say the same brand at the same time without chatting to each other, without conspiring, you will prove that it is indeed the dominant brand across all boards, across all of the Seven Seas, and you'll score yourself a prize, maybe in-season passes to 5 feet apart. What would you do if you couldn't touch the one you love? See Cole Sprouse in 5 feet apart. It's in cinemas now. Matt in Townsville, you're going to tell us the category, and we're going to tell you the dominant brands first. If you want to get your eyes on the prize.
Bubblegum.
Bubblegum. Okay, I think there's one. I think there's just a one shining light here.
Yeah, I think this is universal.
3.
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Hubba
Extra.
Bubba.
What
oh,
are you
you're
doing?
Going chewing gum. That's different to bubble gum.
Oh.
Gracious me.
Do you know, can I be honest with you? My brain instantly went, I wonder if I should ask if this is bubble gum or chewing gum. But I didn't say it, did I?
No, I didn't ask that either because he said it was bubble gum. Marjorie.
Whatever.
In Melbourne on 131060. What's your category?
Guys.
Hello.
So, like, small medical plasters. So if you get a small scrape or a small cut, the thing that you put on top.
Okay.
Yeah. Plaster.
Look, I think this is such a dominant brand that it may have already morphed into a new object product of its own.
Yes. Yeah. I think so.
Oh, God. Shuey Louie shitting her Heidi Klum undies again.
No,
you can't get a hint, Shuey. Okay, stop trying to change the rules of this game. You were trying to conspire with Jack last week, whispering and writing things down what you're going to say. We don't care if you can't figure something out. You've got to try it. 3. Think about if you hurt your knee, if you get a sore boo-boo.
Okay.
What do you do? 3, 2, 1.
Ouch.
Band-aid. What'd
what?
You say?
Ouch.
What?
What is that?
What?
You just say ouch.
I thought
How
it
do you not know? What are you doing when
Sorry,
you're in the shops?
I thought,
are you just going around with your eyes closed?
Danny made it out like, what do you do when you hurt? So I go, ouch.
You go and get a Band-Aid.
Oh, I thought he meant that that's the brand. You know, it's an Australian thing. Ouch.
Sorry, Marjorie.
That's okay.
You know, silver lining, though. Maybe doing it the last week that we play with three people and me and Jack just take on from here.
It's mean.
Jared on the sunny coast. What's the category? It's got to be Shoey Louie proof, as we're realising now as well.
So sorry.
Men's underwear.
Oh, men's underwear.
I've got this.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Bonds.
You guys are conspiring behind the scenes.
No, but we're definitely thinking of our own economic stance.
Yeah, but bonds are more common. Calvins are if you've got cash to splash. And I think there's always a murky line. Are we going for like the richest brand?
Jared's fault. He should have seen luxury.
Well, Jared said all this. What were you thinking and hoping we'd say?
Calvin's.
Yeah, see, Jez is my man.
Yeah, righto. Thanks, Jared. Michael in Brisbane, what's the category with none from three so far?
That's not good. I was going to go Formula One racing team.
Jesus Christ. You're just trying to make us all
No,
lose.
This is a good one. There's only one you can think of.
Michael Schumacher. Yeah, that's a Formula One racing driver. You've got to go for the team, the actual car make. Stop whispering. We're not going to tell you the answer, Shoey Louie. 3, 2, 1.
Red
Bull.
Red Bull. Toyota? I have one.
You know what? Shoey Louie's getting inside. Sorry, Michael, by the way. Shoey Louie's now getting in my head because I was going to say Mercedes, Renault or Williams, but I thought the only one that she would possibly know is Ferrari. And so now she's getting inside all of our heads. It was like a chain reaction. Sorry, Michael.
This is bad.
Yeah, we've got one more to go here. Sophie in Toowoomba. Hello.
Hello.
What's yours?
Lighters.
Lighters. Now, three two and a half non-smokers here. Shoey Louie loves a drink and a fag from time to time.
Jill and Frank aren't listening. It's fine to say.
Okay, back from my heavy days as well. I think I remember what I was staring at as I'd light it up. 3, 2, 1.
Bic.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sophie.
Get around me. Get around
Game
us.
Is not
Get
run.
Around us. The three.
Put that Marlboro Gold out.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Sad siren. Sad siren alert, guys. Yeah, make sure we play the sad siren here, because this is a sad story. This is sad times among us, Shoey Louie.
Can you put... Sorry.
What?
Keep going.
Can I put... Yes? Requests? Can you put on Baby by Justin Bieber, please? That'd be great. What was that? What are you requesting?
Like a pop heartbreak song.
No.
You like this one?
Well, not for this story. You'll see. It's not appropriate. We have to have the dullest of tones for the most somber of stories. Viewers are being broken by the walrus scene from Netflix's Our Planet. There's a scene from the latest Netflix documentary, Our Planet, that's absolutely tugging at the heartstrings of people around the world. Viewers get to see tons of walruses in Russia lounging around going about their lives. After centuries of evolutions, their bodies are designed to maneuver around the Arctic ice to get where they need to be. Sadly, though, due to climate change, that ice is in short supply. Instead of sitting on the sea ice, they haul themselves onto dry land to rest and raise their young, resulting them in being in precarious positions. That's what we see in Our Planet. Warning, even the audio may make you shed a single tear. I've watched this audio today, watched the video today on Netflix, and I'm a tough dude.
Did you cry?
Wouldn't go as far as crying, but I did leak one tear out of my eyes.
You welted up.
A single. Had a single go right down the left cheek.
Oh.
For those who haven't seen or heard it, have a listen to Attenborough. Do his best to paint a positive light, despite hundreds of walruses falling off an 80-metre cliff.
Walrus's eyesight out of water is poor, but they can sense the others down below. As they get hungry, they need to return to the sea.
Whoa.
Is that him falling off a rock?
That is one of about 200 walrus tumbling down an 80-metre cliff, Shoey Louie.
It breaks
to their peril.
Heart.
I know.
This little roar.
Yeah.
They kind of look squishy, though, so it feels, it kind of looks like they might not get hurt, but obviously they will.
Well, because they're squishy and fat.
Not all the brown fat and blubber in the world can save them from an 80-meter cliff, Producer Jack.
I might cry.
I bet you would shed a single tear. Just like myself. Look, it's probably a good time to just open the phone lines on 131060 for people to let us know when you shed a tear. Now, let's not get misconstrued here for Sad Sack FM.
No.
I'm not talking about you crying, like big balls of crying. You've just broken up with your boyfriend and you're bawling.
We don't care about that right
that
now.
That is the last thing. We're not taking a scenic detour down Depression Lane. I'm talking about one singular tear where you've held it together, but you just had one lonesome going right out of that eye.
Did you shed a single tear? Out your eye and down your nose. What happened was upsetting, but you still stay quite composed.
And that's exactly what happened today. Yeah, well, I needed to bring it up again.
Yeah, you
did. I needed to balance the energy because as harsh as a war as plummeting to the death is, you need to remain composed in the office.
I shed a single tear last night when I watched the last episode of Married at First Sight and it's ended for the year.
Yep. Perfect what? Example. Perfect
just,
example.
Just because it's over.
I mean,
yes. Yeah, sad.
Yeah. Slightly embarrassing example, yeah. But a good example because what Producer Jack did, he didn't lose it. He didn't bawl his eyes out. We got no time for bawling stories on 131060.
I just thought of one.
Yes.
One time my ice cream scoop fell on the ground.
Yep.
Just there. And I hadn't even had a lick yet.
Mm. One single tear?
One single tear.
Very brave of you. Very brave. And it's important to distinguish between the single tear, just saying, yep, I'm a little sad here and I'm expressing my emotion, but I'm going to refrain from a full meltdown. And rightly so. What situations did you shed a single tear from? Walrus is plummeting to the death, Married at First Sight, finishing for another season, dropping your ice cream on tarmac. These are the calls we're looking for next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Did you shed a single tear? Out your eye or down your nose? What happened was upsetting, but you still stay quite composed.
And that's the act of a true alpha male or female, Shuey Louie. Someone who wants to burst down in tears, but has enough sense of self to say, you know what, the sun will rise again tomorrow. The world will keep spinning. I'm happy, I'm healthy, and I'm still here.
That one tear is okay.
Just let out a one-tier justice move, I say. It's the best of both worlds. It shows you're upset, shows you're still feeling things. No one likes to see someone bawling their eyes out in public. It's exactly what I had to do today. Released one singular tear from the duct to watching a very depressing Netflix documentary about the new Attenborough, Our Planet. Episode 2, be warned, you will see 80 walruses fall to their death.
Walrus's eyesight out of water is poor. But they can sense the others down below. As they get hungry, they need to return to the sea.
Don't get me wrong, every time I play this, I feel just as sad. But I have no time for more tears.
I won't be able to watch it. I'll be a blubbering mess.
Mm-hmm. I can't release anymore. I've only got one tear per year.
So that's it. You're done.
I'm done.
That's your 2019 tear duct gone.
I can't cry till the 8th of April 2020.
Was worth it.
It was so worth it. 131060, what are you shedding a single tear from? Georgia in Newcastle.
I was cooking a pizza and it decided to fall on the ground.
Decided to fall on the ground. I love it.
Yeah, because it was on baking paper.
Yeah, I see. And let me guess, topping side down?
Yep.
What was the flavouring?
Ham and pineapple.
Wow.
Okay, well, there's the reason why it fell on the ground.
And it would have been justified there to do a two-tier release, one for the ham and one for the pineapple. But a single tier shows the bravery that George has got. Vincent, on 131060, what'd you shed a single tear from?
The occasional stubbing of a toe, but more poignant, there was a scene in War Horse, the movie, that sort of let a tear flow.
Wow. I think the audio geezers managed to cook up a little bit of the War Horse here.
We are at war! We are at war!
I promise you that I'll look after him. I'll respect him, and if I can, I'll return him to your care.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. You okay, Vincent?
Jesus.
I'm going to have to go quiet, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, that's more than one tear.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm holding it together. I'm holding it together. Yeah. It's an emotional experience remembering.
Yeah, of course, it sounds emotional. Heaven forbid if you dropped a pizza on the floor.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yes, it is. It's the world's hardest rub quiz on 131060. Every single answer has the word or sound rub in there somewhere due to research, new research suggesting that dolphin clitorises are like human clitorises, but better placed to be rubbed during penetrative sex. That's the whole reason we're doing this. Of course, question number one, something you should do to a statue of Buddha for good luck. Fastest fingers through, of course, is Casey in Brisbane. Hey, Case!
Hi!
Yeah, the suitcase! Hey! The briefcase! Briefcase number 16. Thank you, Andrew O'Keefe. Ooh. No case to answer for. The open and shut case. The cold case killer. Casey Chambers. Casey Donovan. Quesadillas with guacamole. All right, settle down, Casey. Come on, we've got a quiz to do. Question number one, something you should do to a statue of Buddha for good luck.
Rub its belly.
Yeah, you should. Rub its belly. Bit of good luck. Bit of good luck. Interesting that the Buddha had an outie belly button, always providing a little bit of friction when you give it a rub.
Never noticed that.
Really? Yeah, you're not rubbing enough Buddha's bellies then if you never noticed he had an outie. Fred Flintstone's best friend is called who?
Barney Rubble.
There we go. Barney Rubble is correct. He was shorter than Fred. He wasn't the main protagonist, but far out, Betty Rubble was a sort, wasn't he? Jeez, he got the last laugh there. What I wouldn't do. She's my prehistoric cartoon celebrity free pass. Old Betty Rubble. Dirty Betty, they call
her. Did you like the live action one where Betty Rubble was played by Rosie O'Donnell?
Haven't seen it. I'm not a movies man, but that may all change now. A famous song performed by TLC.
Oh, no idea. I only know Waterfalls.
Oh, no. You're in luck, though, because the theme of the next opener and the next phoner topic is to the theme of TLC's Waterfalls.
Oh, perfect.
Come for the quiz, stay for the phoner topic. But I must bid you adieu. Georgia in Melbourne, a famous song performed by TLC.
No Scrubs.
No Rubs. Scrubs is correct. Yes, yes. No. I don't want no Scrubs. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. It's not happening.
Exactly right. Yeah.
A popular method to teach a dog not to shit indoors is to what?
Wait, sorry, can you ask that again?
A popular method to teach a dog not to shit indoors is to what?
A message to teach a dog not to shit indoors. Like, just, what?
Oh, jeez, I've never done a third repetition for someone before.
Wait, a popular message to teach a dog not to shit indoors.
Yes.
Stop?
No.
Don't shit where you eat.
No. Don't shit where you eat. Don't sleep with a coworker, babe. No, that's not the answer, though. Johnny in Toowoomba on 131060. A popular method to teach a dog not to shit indoors is to what?
Rub off.
What? Incorrect. Deborah in Brisbane. Hello.
Hello.
Popular method to teach a dog not to shit indoors is to what?
Rub its nose in it?
Yes, rub its nose in it is correct. Risky move, risky move. There is a small percentage of dogs that love the smell of their own feces. You may be opening Pandora's box there. Final question. Jeez, you could take over the Love Honey vibrator tonight. A yellow toy that Ernie from Sesame Street suspiciously plays within the tub is called what?
A rubber ducky.
Jesus! Never seen anything like it before. Deborah, you are in for quite the pleasant awakening when your Love Honey vibrator arrives in the post.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm actually an intimacy coach, so this is very exciting.
Oh, live demonstrations at the seminars. Woo!
You had me at the clitoris with the conversation. I thought I have to win this.
Yeah, it's me. It's so me. He's talking about dolphin clitorises. There's a Love Honey vibrator up for grabs. The world works in mysterious ways. Thank you, Deborah.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one.
Yeah, I see you eyeing him off, Ernie.
You make bath time lots of fun.
Okay.
It's a very special friend of mine.
All right, Ernie.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
And that is the end of the show for another night. Of course, our final thought by myself, producer Jack's been scouring Facebook, looking for those people struggling with the grasp on reality and trying to get therapeutic through text. And Shuey Louie, figuring out the moment of the show. Our final thought, guys. Tissue companies. I mean, Kleenex, for example, making a massive profit off sickness, sadness, and teenage boy shame. That's all it is. There's never anything that's above board when you've got to grab a tissue. Never.
I wonder what the first idea was when you made a tissue, like what it was going to be used for.
I think it would have been sneezing. Because I think they were hit by the Black Plague very early on. I think that's where Kleenex came from.
Makes sense.
What was the Black Plague? Did that make you sneeze?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where Bless You came from as well.
Oh. Was that?
And that's why I'm so vocal in the office for people not to bless me, because it's an outdated concept.
Oh, remember God, learning a lot
of ladies get
segment.
Very annoyed. I sneeze. I'm like, bless you, Danny. Don't say it.
What if you got the plague, though, and then you'll need the blessing?
I'm not. No one's getting the plague these days.
You don't know.
Don't bless me. If I die of the plague, don't worry about it. Keep going. Find a new replacement. Continue on with the show. If I die of the plague, it wasn't meant to be. Producer Jack, final thought.
Yeah. Today, a Sydney school has banned students from handing out physical birthday party invitations because it might hurt other children's feelings, with parents being told to email the invitation secretly.
I saw this on the TV today and I thought, I bet producer Jack's going to pluck this one. What a,
very
what a
good.
Cesspit of comments there will be.
Very good. Well, a lady named Beck wrote, for Christ's sake, this is ridiculous. No wonder kids can't take any kind of criticism anymore.
Yeah.
Just another lady, Jessica, wrote, oh, kids need to bloody learn that not everyone will like them, not everyone will invite them to their party, and not everyone will want them to sleep over. Get over it. Teach your kids that it's not okay to be invited to a party.
Just email. I don't know. I can see what you don't want one kid in the class to be invited to a bloody party. You don't want that.
I totally agree.
It's a horrible thing to do.
All these people want kids to be sad.
Yeah. You watch how sad. Yeah, exactly. You watch how sad those people would get if they're in their office and everyone gets invited to the Christmas party apart from them.
Yeah,
and someone goes around with an invitation for everyone and just skips old Barbara Clever Clog's fingers over there.
Yeah.
She would cut sick. Goodness gracious me. Moment of the night, Shuey Louie.
Oh, Alex Nation.
Oh, Richie Strawn's ex.
Yeah, and
very
you
surprising.
Did a quite an interesting would you rather?
Yeah, would you rather Barnaby Joyce or Vicky Campion with other certain parameters involved? Barnaby Joyce straight after a shower or Vicky Campion straight after a 10K fun run?
Barnaby Joyce, I'm going to have to say it.
Jesus.
Outrageous.
What a crazy call from crazy. Alex Nation. I mean, each to their own, but seriously. Jesus. good show. Wednesday version tomorrow night. A very exciting Alanis Morissette going to be live in studio. Rupert Grint, I think, is calling in. And Constantino
as
Rupert.
Well. It's Rupert. Rupert Grint.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.